Welcome to Dyscalculia Headlines Weekly, a podcast where we share news, information, resources, tips and tricks about dyscalculia. You can subscribe to this podcast via iTunes and then search for Dyscalculia Headlines. You can also find us on the web at dyscalculiaheadlines.com and then click on the podcast page.
Is it dyscalculia or mad anxiety? Supporting people with dyscalculia, dyscalculia screening test, dyscalculia from Hawaii, and dyscalculia is not always inborn. This is our podcast for week 14 in 2023, and welcome Dr. Schroeder, the founder of Dyscalculia Services. She's going to help us review the links that we posted on our website, dyscalculiaheadlines.com. Welcome, Dr. Schroeder.
Always great to be here. Thank
always
you.
Good to see you. Definitely, you're always a great help in plowing through these links and finding out what is behind what we have there. Now, the first one is about whether it is dyscalculia or mad anxiety. How can we tell that?
Yes, there are some similarities and some differences. And this is actually from the good people of the Understood organization that we have referred to more often previously, and they have a page about the difference between dyscalculia and mild anxiety. Now, first of all, dyscalculia and mild anxiety can both affect how kids do math. They can also occur at the same time. And then, even though they can show up in similar ways, not only at the same time, but just have similar symptoms, dyscalculia and mild anxiety are actually different. And understanding that difference can help you and your child to find solutions. So let me go over a few details here. Let's first talk about signs of mild anxiety. Obviously, those kids really worry that they will do poorly, even although they understand the material, and they can do the questions. So they might have prepared a lot for a test and still do not score very well, because at that moment the anxiety kicks in and they lose it, so to say. Mm-hmm. Now, this is different for students who have dyscalculia. They also do poorly on tests, but that's because they don't understand the material. They really cannot do it. Even if there is no test situation, they're quietly sitting in a classroom or they are at home, even with help,
they still cannot do it.
And there lies a difference. So, for instance, if students can do their homework when they are not stressed, they do not have dyscalculia. But the students with dyscalculia, even if they are not stressed, and well, that's difficult for them because math in itself immediately stresses them,
right,
test or no test, then the kids with dyscalculia cannot do it. They really do not understand the homework. Now, what is similar, if this happens to you, if doing math is scary or doing a math test is scary, it's only natural that those students try to avoid the whole thing.
Right.
And then you can look at grades. If the homework grades and the class grades are fairly okay or even good, but the test grades are a lot lower, that may indicate that that student has math anxiety.
Right.
Well, for the dyscalculic students, they never get those high grades, except for when somebody has helped them and given them the answers for mm-hmm. homework. So we don't know all the details yet, so more research is coming out every time, but this is kind of an easy way to differentiate the two.
Between the two. Okay.
And you want to know that because, obviously, the approach
what
you want to do
right.
for those students is
right.
different.
Definitely. Okay, very interesting. The next link says supporting people with dyscalculia. What can we learn here?
Yeah, this is from the site learnroomy.org. I hope I pronounced that correctly. They have a great page with good illustrated explanations of what dyscalculia is. Now, if you try this link after a few days, they have obviously posted more topics.
So then you need to find dyscalculia at
the search function. But that's easy. And you will see lists with the signs of dyscalculia. How can you support a student with developmental dyscalculia? And then, and I really like that, not all websites go that far. There is a whole list with four steps that you can take to support neurodiversity in the workplace. So if they're an adult and they start working, you also want to help them. So what I said, they have tips on how to help people with dyscalculia, both for parents and for teachers, and they break it down, and that's helpful. So you can support students with actions like using visual and auditory tools or providing graph paper to work on. You can support them by going over life skills, like spending time to practice self-compassion, becoming a better listener maybe. Mm-hmm. Right. So that's also the psychological side of it. And that ties into the next topic. Students need to deal with anxiety and stress. And maybe just doing a one-minute breathing exercise or using positive affirmations mm-hmm. can already be a big help.
Okay.
So it's a great website, lots of good information, worth visiting. And like I said, the link is on our website, dyscalculiaheadlines.com.
Okay, good. Now, the next link talks about a free dyscalculia screening test. That sounds good.
Yeah, this is from the Goalie website. They have a lovely little penguin as their mascot. And their page has lots of information about dyscalculia. They, for instance, list the 10 most common signs. And they also talk about the social and emotional effects. Now, the screening test is definitely a screening, not a diagnosis. And they have a very clear disclaimer there, which says if you get your answer in an email, please note this information is not meant to diagnose or treat and should not take the place of a personal consultation with a qualified healthcare provider or diagnostician. Now, the screening is very short, only 8 questions. You get a result, so if you answer positive or negative on how many of the 8 questions, and that can guide you towards thinking that there might be indications of dyscalculia. Now, their business is also to promote their apps for a variety of therapies, a lot of life skills also, and it all starts with a subscription of, I think, like $15 or something. And you need to go look for yourself if this is something that would help you. And one of them that stood out for me is an app that parents are able to use on their phone to control what their kids see on their on their tablets.
Okay.
So that's I haven't seen that before.
Big mother is watching you.
Right. Now, if you want a little bit more in-depth screener, then go to dyscalculiascreener.org.
That's your own side, right?
That's our own
side. By you.
It has not only more in-depth screeners, but also great specific screeners, and then a math and dyscalculia screening, a test that has 15 modules and provides a short 5-page report immediately after taking the test in an email. Also, that is not a diagnosis.
Not still a screening.
But
it's more in-depth than the 8 questions.
It's more in-depth.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. Well, I mean, you know, lots of options for people, and that's what we like. The next link says dyscalculia from Hawaii. I like Hawaii a lot.
Absolutely. This is a one-page summary of visual about dyscalculia. It's made by Marky Belmondis from the University of Hawaii on West Oahu. And she's a student there. She did this as a research question. Now, okay. She even leaves her email under the summary. So you can contact her and give your comments and maybe questions.
Okay.
It's really wonderful to see how the awareness of dyscalculia now flows through all states, even the most remote of our beloved Hawaii. And,
yes, exactly.
We're really happy to see that.
It's halfway Japan. It's a far away, yes. Well, that brings us to the last of our links for this week, and it says that dyscalculia is not always inborn. How is that? I thought that you were always born with it.
Well, most of the people who have dyscalculia actually have developmental dyscalculia, which means that you have it from a very early age. It's mm-hmm. inborn, and it runs in families. But at this website, Hidden Disability Sunflower is an amazing initiative. We see Darren Carey talking. He is an amputee after being in the war.
Mm-hmm.
And when we talked, when he talks about his disabilities, he says that the most important here is that it's invisible. So he has chosen to have his leg amputated because he was always in pain, but this injury also affected him, his brain. He was in a very terrible accident. That was in a war situation, and he acquired dyscalculia through brain damage.
Okay, so that's not developmental, but then it's
no, it
acquired.
Was definitely a trauma of the brain.
Okay,
and this can cause dyscalculia later in life. Actually, this was one of the ways it was discovered was an adult who had a.
So then you forget actually your basic math.
Absolutely,
oh,
yes.
Wow.
Now, he shares his story of how it has affected his whole life. And I can tell you, you really need to listen to this. This is an amazing person. And he tells us, he shares with us very openly how this trauma changed his life and caused him also PTSD. It's a very serious event. But also, in his own words, the way he handled it is amazing. He said, I need to rebuild myself. And he did. And he's now training youngsters with a disability, hidden or visual. And he said it's so important not to stop, but to try and overcome your issues. And he mentions how important it is also to have a big support network, what he had with his wife and his children.
Right.
But he is really, it's an amazing story, intense to listen to, but good to realize that this is also real, and it creates some awareness for this version of dyscalculia.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Schroeder, for your insights. We learned a lot again this week. We hope to see you again next week. Dr. Schroeder is the founder of dyscalculiaservices.com. You can follow her on Twitter and on Facebook and on Pinterest. She's everywhere. And she runs 5 free webinars every workday in 3 different time zones. And you can get all the information about that at webinars.dyscalculiatrainingcenter.com. Now, if you want to know if you have dyscalculia, you can do the free dyscalculia screener we talked about. And that is at dyscalculiascreener.org. And you can get a more comprehensive math and dyscalculia screening test at dyscalculiatesting.com. If you are so inclined to see if you want to be a dyscalculia tutor and help the children who have dyscalculia, then you can go to our website, dyscalculiatutortraining.org.
Dyscalculia Headlines Weekly is a production from dyscalculiaheadlines.com. You can find us on the web at dyscalculiaheadlines.com, and we are on Twitter at dyscalculiahead. You can also find us on Facebook. We have a board on Pinterest and on Flipboard. Search for Dyscalculia Headlines or follow the links on our webpage. You can send your questions, comments and contributions to communications@discoculiaheadlines.com, and we may even discuss it in one of our upcoming podcasts. We hope this was useful for you, and until next week, you can count on us.